Hi. I hope you're having a good time. Day, night, afternoon, evening, whatever it is that you're listening to this. I'm having a good time, but I was thinking that I sort of, regret not. I think regret's very strong of a word for this, but whatever. That I have not made more audios this month. Specifically this month, because it's May, and I don't know if you know that, but I don't know how official-ish May, it's masturbation month. So if you didn't know, now you know. I don't know if it's exclusively an American thing. I do have to say I am highly influenced by the United States in terms of internet memes and shit like that. So I don't know if it's just American or not, but I know it is somewhere, and I am in for it. Okay, so masturbation month. Actually, there's like a specific day for it somewhere next week. So I thought, I should do something for it, for it. Maybe not today, but just an audio for this month to, get off. So I had something in mind, because I was thinking, what do I want to do? What do I feel like doing? And there is something that I've been wanting to do, because I haven't done it in a while. I think I've only ever done it once, maybe twice on audio, I can't recall. But I off audio I know that it's been some time as well. And recently I got to I don't know how to say it, like play with my mouth. I like to Sometimes depends on what I'm doing, how I'm playing. I like to suck on a toy because it's nice. And I did that at some point. I know I made an audio about that, and I really liked it. And I didn't. You know when you have a long time without doing something and then you do it again and you remember how much you liked it? Sort of like that. I did it recently and I just thought, wow, why have I not done this again before now? And I figured you might enjoy that. I just hope you get to listen to it. Good. I hope that the mic gets to pick up on the sounds. So yeah. There is not much that I'm going to be able to say with something in my mouth, so Mm-hmm. I think I need to train to be able to get this toy deeper into my mouth. I have a very sensitive gag reflex, let me tell you. I don't have a lot of skill. I like it, but I don't think I have much skill with deep throat and so it requires practice. We are gonna have to practice. My mouth is so full of spit. I already have my eyes wet and I'm very, very, very close to getting a fully running nose. It's a good thing I put a pad down. I was going to record yesterday, actually, but I realized I had just one pad left, and I figured it wasn't a great idea. Because you never know when I'm going to need more than one, so I needed to go get more, which I did. And I managed to find... I'm giving you updates. In case you remember that it happened last time that I went to buy... Last time that I ran out of pads, I was in the middle of an audio. That was sad. 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 So I had to get a new package later. And that one that I got was the... small sort of pads. Which, I mean, they're good. They're fine. It's just that I do better with the bigger ones. It's just better. And I did find those now, so this is good. This is good. That's my tongue, just in case you couldn't put that together. I mean, you can't see it, but this very, very dense door is slapping against my tongue. Oh God, I'm through it in so much. You know, I think I know what I'm going to do. You're going to listen to me fail. I don't know if you know. I don't know if you've realized. I think I've said it. I am so much a pillow princess. Like, you've no idea. You have no idea how much I love to just lay down and be attended to and be worshipped. So I don't really have a lot of practice with riding my own toys. But this very dense toy that I've been trying to get in my throat happens to have a suction cup. And I think I can try. I think I can stick it on something. And see if, okay, we're gonna have to dry my very, very wet hand. That's what we have to do first. Let's see how we put this so that I'm comfortable, because I just need to be comfortable to try this. See if we can settle myself in a way. Put my panties to the side. This is something. Okay, I need to do something first. This tree is so wet. See if we can. Oh
good thing that my mouth was so wet. God, it's always so such a tight fit to get this door inside. I just got the head in a bit. It's going in. Oh, fuck. Okay, so we're gonna have to. I need to give you the context, okay? So, usually, when I record, I use this toy that I love with all my heart, the love of my life, right? This toy is a very specific shape. The tip of it, it's very thick, but the body of it, it's quite thin. So getting it inside me, it's nice because it the tip it's pressing against everywhere, right? But moving it inside me, it's quite easy. Also, you know, if I'm laying down on my back and spreading my legs, that's just fucking easy access, right? Right now I'm trying to sit on this toy, which is a penis-shaped dildo. And this is a thick toy, right? And I don't think you're going to be able to listen in this position, but believe me, I need to get this off. I need to get naked. I wasn't naked, by the way. I'm on, like, a t-shirt. I took my panties off just now to sit on this. I'm just trying to get comfortable. This is why I'm such a princess. I put the toy on a base. I don't know how much suction it's really doing, but at least it's sort of staying stable. And I put that on top of a pillow. I'm straddling one of my pillows. I sleep. I sleep with three pillows. As if with one between my legs, I hug another one, and then one in my head, so it's not so dramatic. Oh, fuck. And the one that I put between my legs, I'm straddling right now. Okay? So I'm right in my pillow. That's what's happening. That is what's going on. Can you hear my bed? Oh God, I'm going to draw. This is nice, okay? It is nice. Oh, but this is something that I need more practice at to get the good angle, to get the good hang of it. I just want to get in there really good. And I'm not managing in this position. I'm going to get better at it. I promise. I'm going to get better at it. I really want to get fucked good. And it's not happening right now. So gonna get comfy. Oh, on my squeaky bed. I'm gonna keep the toy inside me while I move around. There's a wet spot on the pad, but this time it's a wet spot from my mouth. Nice, but it can be a bit nicer, I believe. I don't know why I feel so tender. No, that's a lie. I do know. I do know why I feel so tender. I got off really good a couple of days ago and I'm still feeling that. Just remember, how did I forget that? The thing with this toy. Oh god, it's really nice. I need to. Okay, I have a bunch of toys, okay? I do have a bunch of toys. I love sex toys, and I want a bunch more, right? That I'm so used to the other one that I'm just thinking about getting it in me and fucking myself with it. And that's not fair for all the other toys, you know? Because I have a good selection of them. And I think I need to make an effort to use the rest and not just one. It's just, I can aim so good with the other one, straight to my G-spot. I do have to say, the good thing about this one is the grip on the base, because I'm grabbing the base of this one, and I'm just, oh my Dios. You can't hear it so much with this one, I think. It feels absolutely delicious, but it doesn't. It's because this one's thicker. The other one is thick at the end, like at the tip. But this one is thick the whole length of the toy, so there's a lot more friction going on. For context, I just pulled it out and I'm rubbing the whole length at my clit at the entrance. Just rubbing it on my pussy lips.
That's slapping if
it wasn't clear enough. I have a vague idea that I was saying something, but I forgot, so. I can't feel how my pussy is opening for it. I can feel how it's pushing. How it's pushing at the insides and making its way in. I need to get at a better angle. My pussy is leaking so much. I'm losing the grip on the base. Oh God. Yes. Oh, yes. We got to the good part. Where it's sensitive.
Now everything is messy.
Can you hear that? God, I couldn't beat. Oh, fuck.
Oh God, I promise you, it's not intentional that I'm not talking so much. Tonight is just, I do not have any thought in my brain today. I've been thinking about recording basically the whole day. I knew I was going to do it. I've been sort of fantasizing about, oh, getting my mouth on this toy. And I have to say, even just, you know I love getting, you know I love getting my pussy fucked, but I'm still fantasizing about giving head. I getting something to fill my mouth. My eyes are stinging.
I'm gonna get my hand in there to feel.
Everything is wet and sticky. Everything is so wet. My lips are wet. My clit is so wet. The entrance is leaking. Now my hands, I'm rubbing up and down my pussy. And my entrance. Oh God, it's been so long since I cut off by rubbing my clit with my hands. I don't even know if I want to come like this. It's nice. It is really nice, don't get me wrong. It's just, I think I'm gonna do this. Okay, I think I'm gonna do this. But I'm gonna put this toy inside me. So I can clench down on it. Oh God, I love feeling so full. I can feel my pussy stretched around the toy and how it's clenching around it, how it's squeezing, trying to get it deeper. I'm gonna get off. Oh, rubbing my clit for you, and you're gonna keep your cock inside me, so I can come. Pussy full. I'm close. I. was nice. Oh.
But what if I clean it up? Oh, I can taste myself. Definitely can taste myself. Oh God, I thought about a few days ago. I was out. I went to the cinema to watch a movie with a friend. And the thing is that we were pretty much alone in that movie theater. We were like 5 people in that movie theater. So I believe these people were very confident. I don't know if they were super confident no one was going to show up for that movie at that time, or I don't know what happened, but we did not have AC on that movie theater. And I cannot watch a movie without popcorn and candy, right? Usually I like to have like popcorn and some sort of chocolate with it. You know, something savory, something sweet. My friend and I were sharing, chocolate. So I got some pieces of chocolate, and because I eat by like a handful of popcorn and a handful of chocolate, and I go little bit by little bit through it, right? Because I have an order to when I'm eating candy, right? So I had the chocolate in my hand and it started to melt. It wasn't like terribly, terribly hot, but it was hot enough that this chocolate was melting in my hand. And I was kind of ignoring it because I was watching a movie and I was sort of into it. And I'm watching popcorn and I'm eating chocolate, and the chocolate's in my hand and it's melting, but I'm eating pieces of it. And then I get to the point where I don't really have any piece of chocolate besides what's melted on my hand. And I started licking it off my hand. Of course. Obviously. And I got this sudden intrusive thought of, what if I gave you my hand to clean? So you can lick it off and taste everything that's on my hand. And I thought, well, that's hot, right? But right now I'm cleaning up this toy. And I was just thinking, I think I'm gonna have to clean up my hand as well. Because it's also covered in me. And I think you would like to clean it up for me as well. Honestly, I just think you would like to taste me or lick me in general. Even if it's chocolate off my hand or my cum off my hand or my cum directly from my pussy. We're not going to put chocolate in my pussy. No, because that is like a recipe for an infection and that is not going to happen. But you can eat. You can eat it. I will let you eat it. You can eat chocolate off other parts of my body. Just, you know, I was going to say in a sanitary way, but that's just insane. That's an insane phrase to say when talking about body fluids and food. But it would be tasty. And let me tell you, it is tasty. I'm tasting it. I'm tasting myself right now, and it is delicious. I think I would even clean it off your cock. I think that's something you'd enjoy. God, I'm literally having a snack. Licking all the parts of this toy. Chasing every last piece of myself. I'm doing it in your honor because I know you would like to not waste one drop of myself, so we're not gonna waste any, okay? My lips feel swollen as well. Both lips feel swollen. The lips on my face and the lips between my legs. That's such an absurd comparison.
I want to use the other toy.
I need to. I know what I said. I know what I said. That I need to make an effort and use my other toys more. But also, I know what I like. And I'm gonna make the effort. I am. That doesn't mean that I'm not going to... doesn't mean that I'm not going to still be using my favorite toy. Fuck, it's cold. You do. I mean, it is a solid piece of metal. We've said that. We've established. So it's cold. But my pussy, it's very warm. So... that's going to change soon. It's... oh god, I can't... this toy has not even yet gotten into me. And I already know it's going to be wild because my pussy is tender. It's tender from a few days ago. It's tender from just right now with the other toy, which... was an experience. It's a thick toy. It's not super super thick, right, by standards, but I'm not used to that, like on the regular, right? So I'm tender, and this one's going in. This solid piece of metal, it's going into an already tender, soft pussy. So it's not going to be, it's not going to be gentle. Even if I am gentle, this toy is not, it's not yielding. My pussy is the one that's gonna have to be soft and yield. I think that's what, that is what turns me on the most about fucking myself, is the image of my pussy all soft and tender, having to give up for something hard. Opening up for something hard that's coming in and pushing on all the corners and opening up. Oh fuck. And demanding space, you know? Oh god. You see that? I like the other toys, but this one, fuck. It was almost instantly. It is, oh fuck. Oh. This. Oh God, wait. This is definitely a testament of, I know what I like. I know what I like, and this is what I like.
Ouch. That was my piercing.
Sorry, I guess.
How much more water do you think we can get out of my body? Because I think there's a bit more that we can. Oh God, it is very tender. Oh God, I'm going to be so sensitive. After this, oh fuck. Oh God. Oh, fuck, yes. I am going to come. I'm going to. Fuck. Okay, no, I think I am done. I think I'm done because because my pussy really is feeling tender right now. Oh, fuck. If I keep going, it's going to be uncomfortable really soon. And I have had to go into my doctor a couple of times and said to her face, yeah, it's just I fucked myself so hard that I'm coming in for a checkup because it's been painful. That is, I don't have shame in that regard. I mean, my
How do you say that in English? Ginecologa, like gynecologist. There's another way to say that. I know it's like OB. It's whatever the fuck it's the name. I don't care. She knows. I tell her because I am a responsible adult, and she knows about anything that goes on down there. I will no longer be able to see her. I need a new doctor. And I just feel it's so much to to disclose to one person in one go. So I've been treating myself with kindness so as to avoid me having to go outside of my regular schedule, because I've had to a couple of times. It was like, I need to get checked, and that is something we're avoiding. We're not making things painful. We're not making things bleed. We're not doing that. I just know. So I deem it done. I am not going to keep. I'm not gonna keep fucking my pussy tonight. So, as far as I'm concerned, I am going to clean up and lay down and let her rest, because she did so good. She did so good. And she feels very, very pleased. And I hope you too feel very, very pleased. I'm going to drink some water, clean up, and lay down. I just hope you have a good day. Have a good day, night, evening, whatever it is, just bye.